I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevieve, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I want to know the one thing jazz fans want to see changed now that we've heard this massive announcement today. The Utah Jazz, majority ownership being sold to the Smith family. Ryan Smith of Qualtrics offering, he said many times, to buy the Utah Jazz. Well, seems like he's got a done deal on his hands. What's the one thing you want to see change, David?
I would love to see him turn the general manager job over to me. I think I would do an amazing job. I would love to see the Jazz spend more money. Easy to say, it's not my money, right? But the Millers, as phenomenal as they have been very financially conservative, which is probably why they still have the Jazz here in Utah after 35 years. That being said, they've been very conservative, and it has hurt the possibilities of a championship, in my opinion. That being said, I would love to see a very aggressive financial approach to free agents, for existing players. In fact, Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, both up for extensions this year, Debbie. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars.
I like to be able to afford to go see a Jazz game. That's the one thing I would change. I would like to be able to afford to take my kids to go see a Jazz game with me. Dave, the last time I bought tickets to a Jazz game, I believe I bought four and I gave two to you. And you took your son. And I went with a friend. And I don't remember what that set me back, but I felt like it was quite an investment to go. And honestly, we did not have the greatest seats in the house, although we had a fun time. I think I lost you after we got through the door.
Yeah.
I thought it was expensive.
It was.
So I would like to see prices cut a little bit. Is that too much to ask? Is that ridiculous?
First of all, the problem was we purchased the tickets through a third party. You know you're going to get smacked in the face when you buy it from a third party. So, ticket prices are always, always a massive issue. When you're winning games, you basically can sell them for whatever price. People still show up. But if you're struggling, then all of a sudden, people can't justify paying $100 a ticket or $50 a ticket or several hundred or $1,000 a ticket.
801-575-TALK. We were asking for phone calls. What's the one thing you would change now that the Jazz ownership is changing hands? Do we have phone calls, Dave?
Bryce. Bryce in Springville.
Hey, Bryce.
Are you with us?
I am. I am with you guys. And Sister Miller said, there's a lot of emotions attached to this. I think it's going from one good thing to a better thing. And I'm a cash-paying fool, so I kind of miss the good old days where you can pull out cash and spend it, and it's all card transfer, and I understand with COVID and all that, but it's just a beautiful thing. I'm excited for the Jazz and their new development, and other than that, I'm right there with you. I think it'd be fun to be ahead of their marketing and advertising program.
We're putting in our job applications as we speak. Is there something that you would change? Is there something you want to see from new ownership?
I wish I knew more. I'm just the guy that sits and, like old Larry H. Miller, yell at the fans or yell at the players and tell them to do better and motivate, inspire, and encourage and just – you know, you want to see him put that extra effort in and go the extra mile. And, you know, I don't have the counsel you're looking for in that direction, you know.
That's okay. We have no shortage of opinions over on this side of the microphone. But Bryce,
thank you so much
for calling. Let's jump out to Jerry in West Valley. Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys. Hey, Debbie. Hey, Dave. I agree. I want to see some more aggressive spending on some really good players. You know, we have Donovan Mitchell. You know, I want them to make sure he stays. Rudy Gobert. I just want to see that aggressive spending to get those high-quality players and possibly a championship.
Jerry, thank you. And that's exactly what I think this move does. There is no question, when you look at this past season, with COVID, with the bubble, with all the hurdles and all the difficulties they've had, the NBA has lost a ton of money. And the players participate in that. So they share in the success, but they also they share in the struggles as well if the league as a whole does not do well. And the Jazz specifically are staring at extensions, contract extensions from Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, which is going to be outrageously expensive. Maybe upwards of $300 million for the two.
Are you old enough to remember, Dave, when the Jazz went to the NBA Finals?
Oh, you mean the best 2 years of my life? Yes, Debbie.
Was that 1997?
96, 97, yeah.
97. 98. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. And I look, you're a hardcore Jazz fan, Dave, compared to me. I'm not going to come on the radio here with you and pretend like I've been to all the games.
It's not too late.
I'm a Jazz fan.
You can jump on this bandwagon.
I'm a Jazz fan because I love Utah, and I love living in Utah, and I love the fact that we have a professional basketball team here. I love the fact that we have a professional baseball team here, a professional soccer team here. It's community to me. It speaks community to me. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you here and say, hey, look, I never want the Utah Jazz to go to the finals again. Who cares? No, I care. I loved it. I loved it when we had the All-Star game here because I got to cover it as a reporter. I got in the elevator with Shaquille O'Neal. And I think his mom was with him, too. It was amazing just to be in an elevator ride with Shaq. And I loved it when we were in the finals because the spirit here was phenomenal. I want to see that back.
Yes.
I want to see that back. And I think your plan to spend more money speaks to that.
Absolutely.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.